Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that you've given to us. We thank you, Lord, for how you have given to us what we need in order to move forward in life, to know you all the more. We pray, Lord, that in that growing knowledge of you, that our love of you also grows, and that we become more devoted so that we may freely share that love with those whom we encounter. We thank you, Lord, and praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Page 201, 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 14 to chapter 4, verse 5. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient and equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There's a lot of good stuff here. We got to remember, as we're reading this scripture, especially in 1 and 2 Timothy, what it is exactly that we're reading. What we're reading is a letter. Paul isn't writing this letter to you or to me. Paul's writing this letter to Timothy, someone whom he knows, whom he loves, who has a very specific life that Paul knows about and that he wants to write about. So he's encouraging Timothy in that life and in that very specific ministry that Timothy has. But of course, there's truths here. There's things that are helpful to us that we can remember and should also initiate in our own lives. Now, like I said from the beginning, there's a lot here. I'm just going to focus on one thing. One thing that I think is very important for each of us. We live in a culture that enjoys labels, that likes labeling people in all kinds of different ways, such as we got people are labeled as Democrats, as Republicans, people are labeled as conservative or as liberal. We got people who are labeled as McDonaldites and Burger Kingers. Is that the right term? I don't know. I'm neither. I guess I'm a subwayer more than any. I mean, if you got to put something on me, I like Subway. And we think that these labels are helpful because they tell us something about the person. Now, in Christianity, there's also labels. We already talked about conservative and progressive, or liberal and traditional. But there's also another label that I've heard people use for themselves in this church and in many churches and in many other Christian settings I've been a part of. That is the New Testament Christian. That's the label. I am a New Testament Christian. What's that mean, to be a New Testament Christian? Oftentimes, what I think that means is that this particular person, whoever labeled themselves as a New Testament Christian, is one who pays attention to what the New Testament has to say. New Testament is, of course, quite important to our faith because the New Testament tells us about the life and the salvation that is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Paul helps to elaborate on those through Paul's own teachings. And so it is of the utmost importance. There's no doubt about that. In fact, one of the great scriptures of the New Testament is, you know it, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." You can't say that one or know that one enough. It is so important that you can stick that one right underneath your feet, and that would be a firm foundation for you to walk and base your life off of. But as I showed the kids, let's see here. The New Testament makes up that much of our Bible. The Old Testament is that much. New Testament Christians, I think, sometimes pay attention far more to the New Testament than they do for the Old. I don't need the Old Testament because I got this. And like I said, this is of the utmost importance. But I want to look at what Paul was saying to Timothy. He says, and as for you, Timothy, remember how from childhood you have known the sacred writings. In the NIV it says, and how you have known the scripture, that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. That all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching. For Paul, when he wrote this and said how the scripture is good in order to instruct you towards salvation through Jesus Christ, the New Testament was not written yet. Paul was not talking about the New Testament. That the scripture that was valuable and helpful for salvation through Jesus Christ is the Old Testament. That the Old Testament is the testament that tells us about Jesus Christ, that prepares us for the coming Messiah. The Old Testament is helpful for teaching, for encouragement, for reproof, for growth. The Old Testament is something not to be ignored. I love the Old Testament. So basically, the sermon today is plugged to read the Old Testament. There's so much great stuff in it. My favorite book of the Old Testament is Ecclesiastes. I love Ecclesiastes. How many cynics do we have in here? If you're a cynic, Ecclesiastes is for you. It, put another way, how many people love to vomit? All right, so I hate vomiting. I hate the feeling that requires me to vomit. Hate that. It's terrible. But I love the feeling I have after I vomit. Boy, I feel so much better. Don't you just, after you're holding that toilet and you've already exhaled everything, just be like, whew, feel better now. That's Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is the complainer book of the Bible. It talks about life and it says, life, what's the purpose? What's the use? I don't get it. Sometimes I don't want it. I get that. I like complaining because it lets everything out. Complaining is like emotional vomiting. And Ecclesiastes, here's the thing about the Old Testament. It's truth. The Old Testament is truth in its grittiness, in its honesty. It gives us opportunity to get it out like Ecclesiastes. It gives us opportunity to express our anger like in so many Psalms. It gives us opportunity to cry when we feel sad. It gives us opportunity to rejoice when we're happy. It gives us characters and our own founding mothers and fathers of the Old Testament are people that we can both look up to and commiserate with. One of my favorites is David. David, whom the Bible describes as a man after God's own heart and a friend of Christ. David, who suffered with the temptations of lust and failed, which drove him to not only adultery, but also murder. David, who was a terrible, awful father and neglected his own kids. And yet he constantly sought redemption and forgiveness in every turn of his life. He was not perfect. The Bible shows us whom God loves and what kind of person we are to be in God's life. And you know what? We don't get to live a perfect life. We can't. Though we got plenty of examples in the Old Testament of people who try. And we can try right along with them. When we want to know what it is, the truth of God, and what God requires of us, and how much God loves us, the Gospels are a great place to go. But so is the Old Testament. And the best place to start? Well, it's the same place to start in any journey. In the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 tells us a story of how God makes order and life out of chaos. And isn't that what Jesus Christ does for us? Isn't that what Christ has done in our own lives? I encourage us to steep our lives in the Old Testament, in the entirety of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, as often as we possibly can, thus knowing God more and falling more in love with Jesus Christ. And I praise God for those opportunities we'll have to do just that.